Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine. In this episode, we share how a beauty pageant helped a Kirkland resident deal with brain cancer. We hear about an important message to teens on using social media, and we celebrate Wi-Fi connectivity at two parks, and we look to more summer events in Kirkland. Kirkland resident Susan Kellner recently had her life turned upside down with news that she had a brain tumor. With the support of friends, family, and the local Kirkland community, she turned a very uncertain situation into one where she could redirect her life and make a difference. We spent time with Susan and her family recently as she shared her story with Currently Kirkland.
Initially, when I was diagnosed, I had gone into my doctor for some sleep issues that were a little unusual. I've had the same family doctor since I was 14. He knows me really well. He said, you know, let's do a brain scan, make sure there's nothing weird going on. And a few days later, I actually got a call at home saying that they found an anomaly in my brain and to go back into the hospital for some more tests. So a couple days later, another MRI, they did confirm that there was a tumor in the back of my brain, in my cerebellum. They didn't know what it was. They still actually don't know what it is. It's in kind of a dangerous spot, so they don't want to touch it.
Susan and her husband, Sean, and their five children, including two foster children, knew they would need to process the news and draw on their strength.
It was some hard news to hear because there's a lot of fear there of what does this mean? You know, is it all going to be A-okay? Is this just something that can be taken care of? Or does this mean that, it could be life-threatening or something not a great outcome?
Searching on the internet for answers, Susan found the Chris Elliott Fund, a local nonprofit which was created to assist people through the difficult process of education and treatment of brain cancers. Learning that the agency was close to Kirkland, she met with them the day she contacted them.
Walked me through how to find doctors, who to call, the questions to ask, how insurance works, where do I go when I need help, every part of what you would need to know after being diagnosed with a brain tumor was given to me verbally and in a packet of information.
Susan met Delanne Elliott, who founded the Chris Elliott Fund, after her husband passed away due to brain cancer.
So the mission of the Chris Elliott Fund and the End Brain Cancer Initiative is honestly, it's really simple. It is to quickly get people who are diagnosed with a brain tumor or brain cancer into advanced care and to be working with specialists.
During Susan's struggle, she had friends pushing her to gain the courage to participate in a local Mrs. Washington International Beauty Pageant.
Initially, I had a friend that had called and was begging me to do this, and I laughed a lot. And every time, for months, she called to ask, I would also laugh. And then I started doing some reading up on the organization itself. I know nothing about pageants.
It took some convincing from her oldest daughter, Peyton, to finally decide she would participate.
I had recently been having a conversation with my 11-year-old daughter at the time, who's incredibly talented musically and just an amazing kid, and I wanted her to try out for the school play, and she always said no, and she wouldn't do it. And I talked to her. I said, I might pull rank and make you do it this year, and I talked to her about stepping out of your comfort zone, and there's things that you'll miss in life that you'll wish you would have done if you always let your fear get the best of you. And it was about 3 days later that I got another call from the pageant organization saying, please, will you consider this? And my answer was, it is way too outside of my comfort zone to do this. So I hang up the phone, and my daughter looks at me and she goes, you know, Mom, if you don't step out of your comfort zone and do things that are fearful, you might be missing something great, verbatim. Everything I told her, and then I was stuck. It was a parental moment. I had to say yes at that point.
Susan also realized that she could combine her wish to try something new with supporting the Chris Elliott Fund. She researched the pageant and realized an opportunity to share the work of the fund.
I did a lot of reading and found out that they're very platform-based, and a light bulb went off because I was in the throes of being so passionate about the Chris Elliott Fund, and I thought, if I can get out there and somehow get some vision for them, I will absolutely do it.
When Susan told Delanne that she wanted to represent the Chris Elliott Fund during the pageant, Delanne was shocked.
And I'm looking at her like, and I think I said, really? You really want to do this for us? And we're excited, you know, honestly, but I don't have the guts to get on stage ever and do something like that. So I was taken aback, but I also recognized the important opportunity and the important outreach and educational opportunity that she was offering to do on behalf of the Chris Elliott Fund. And so I became very excited and very supportive of her efforts right away.
Chapman Fina, owner of Kirkland Clothing Boutique Via Lago, stepped up to make Susan look her best for the pageant.
And when she found out I was doing the pageant, she said, you know, let me help you. I would love to help you. And multiple times I came down for photo shoots that I had to be in, and I said, Chapman, help me. And she put me in a dressing room and just delivered clothes. And I took all those clothes with me and had these photo shoots and looked amazing.
Stepping out of her comfort zone, knowing she had the support of her family and community, Susan realized her newfound strength.
Terrified and overwhelmed. That was me when I was told I had a brain tumor. Since then, I've learned that brain cancer is understudied, underfunded, yet a leading cause of cancer death. 7 out of 10 patients are lying on an operating table before knowing their options. We must define a new standard of care for this devastating disease. As Mrs. Washington with the Chris Elliott Fund, we will shorten the gap between diagnosis and access to advanced care because empowering patients enhances lives.
Susan's passion and perseverance earned her first runner-up.
Contestant number 4, Susan Kellner.
Well, truly, we couldn't be more proud of Susan and her efforts. But coming up, honestly, runner-up for the pageant was like amazing. It was her first attempt at doing something like this. And we're so proud of her. And honestly, all of her work is a testimony to her spirit.
Looking into the future, Susan plans to keep her positive spirit and to volunteer to help promote the Chris Elliott Fund and its End Brain Cancer Initiative.
Well, I don't know, things can change from day to day. You know, right now I'm looking forward to kind of focusing back on my family because this did take a little bit of time.
Go!
Also trying to make a difference in the community, the Kirkland Youth Council has completed the latest in its We've Got Issues video series. Last year's video, which tackled teen suicide, recently won the Student Educational Activities category of the Hometown Media Awards. This year, the Youth Council talks about social media and how it affects teens. Kevin Nakahara, the writer and director, explains their reasoning.
Social media can be both a really good thing, a way to connect with your friends, and a way to socialize and really extend your high school experience into something really special. But it can also be really detrimental because you post the wrong thing, you get caught up in the likes, the followers, or something like that, and suddenly it becomes a distraction, something that takes away from your high school experience and maybe makes it even worse than it already is.
Their video shows some of the complications that youth face today when interacting with each other in person and online.
So I'm inviting a bunch of friends over to my house to hang out, and I was just wondering if, like, you could bring some pizza.
Whoa, hold on. Who are you again?
I'm Otto. We've been friends on Facebook for the last 3 years. I like that photo you posted of your vacation to Hawaii last week.
I've never seen you in my life, and now you want me to come over to your house?
But I thought we were friends on Facebook.
No way. You're crazy, man.
The video is just one of the many projects that the Youth Council does throughout the year. The group is a way for youth to make a difference while having fun.
The Youth Council is awesome. It's great to be feeling like you're giving back to the community and just feeling involved. The volunteering is really fulfilling, and I have a lot of fun hanging out with the council, hanging out with peers that I don't normally get to see in my regular high school, and connecting with other people in the community.
If you are interested in joining the Youth Council, go to kirklandwa.gov/youth. To watch High School Survival Guide social media, go to Kirkland Television on YouTube. Keeping connected in Kirkland just got easier. If you find yourself at either Everest Park or Houghton Beach Park with your wireless laptop, tablet, or smartphone, you have the City of Kirkland and Google to thank for the free wireless internet service.
What do you think about the new Wi-Fi connection?
I think it's great. It's wonderful. I can get right on Wi-Fi right here at the beach.
The city recently threw a party at Everest Park to thank Google.
I think what all of our community members expect us to do is to work together with our businesses and government, and those projects lift everyone up. So to me, this is the fizzy lifting drink project, where we're getting together and we're all being lifted up. So I want to thank Google very much for your incredible $200,000 investment in the city of Kirkland's connectivity.
Google's donation helped to extend the city's fiber network, purchase and install equipment, and maintain the service in the two parks for 3 years.
We did this as part of our 10-year anniversary of being in Kirkland, and so for us it's more about giving to the city.
This summer is supposed to be sunny, and there are many opportunities to get out and enjoy your city. On July 25th and 26th, check out the Kirkland Classic Car Show with music, a beer garden, and of course, classic cars. Get ready for this year's Kirkland Summerfest, which is happening on August 7th and 8th. Head out and enjoy performing arts, kids activities, live entertainment, and over 100 vendors on the streets of downtown. If you're a Seattle Sounders fan and want to help the Washington Global Health Alliance, join in on the Rave Green Run, which features a 9K run, a 5K run walk, and a 1K kids dash on Sunday, August 9th. To learn more or register, head to ravegreenrun.com. To learn more about these events and to keep up with what is happening in Kirkland, visit explorekirkland.com. Although there is still much to look forward to this summer in Kirkland, one of the biggest events, the 4th of July, once again proved to be a community favorite. Enjoy some sights and sounds from Celebrate Kirkland 2015. We're happy that you decided to take some time to watch this episode and learn more about your city. Currently, Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.